Chapter 3. The Curse and Blessing of Oxygen. In the bonus PDF, you'll see a diagram of oxygen, O2. 21% of air, 210,000 parts per million. You inhale roughly 2 sextillion molecules every time you breathe. After burning down his church in 1791, the Birmingham mob marched to Joseph Priestley's home with a spit, intending to roast him alive. You can imagine their disappointment upon finding out that he'd fled. But, lemons to lemonade, the marauders had a grand old time smashing up his furniture and destroying his chemical laboratory instead. For good measure, they burned an effigy of Priestley on his lawn, complete with a white wig, then beheaded it. Priestley, meanwhile, watched himself burn from a refuge on a nearby hill, one of the few people alive who, as a co-discoverer of oxygen, could potentially have explained why the fires blazed so bright. A few years later, during the French Revolution, Priestley's biggest rival found himself a victim of mob justice as well. A decade before, Antoine Laurent Lavoisier had articulated the connections between fire, oxygen, and breathing, declaring that breathing was a sort of slow, controlled burning in our lungs. It remains one of the most important chemical discoveries ever. But Lavoisier was also a through-and-through aristocrat. He collected taxes for the King of France and once paid the equivalent of $280,000 for a portrait of himself, his wife, and his chemistry equipment. And despite all his insights into oxygen, he lacked equivalent insight into people. In particular, he never grasped how hot the fires of rebellion can burn inside the breasts of the oppressed, and for that, he faced the guillotine. Oxygen and nitrogen are neighbors on the periodic table, and both elements form diatomic gases, N2 and O2, in the air. But if the buildup of nitrogen a few billion years ago gave our planet its third and most benevolent atmosphere, the arrival of oxygen inaugurated a fourth and much more explosive regime. Whereas nitrogen is non-reactive to the point of being comatose, oxygen is volatile, manic.